morning, Derek. It's been a crazy madhouse here in the Market Overdrive studios this morning. It's Wednesday, but you know what? It is spring market and we're all tired, grumpy. It's just insane out there. Everybody's excited about real estate. Real estate is finally alive. How are you, Nick?
I'm not grumpy.
Are you alive?
I am not grumpy like you, that's for sure. I don't know why you're so grumpy. I personally like making money. So if it makes you upset, then I'm going to stay not grumpy while you just stay grumpy.
I just want to make Nick Mehmeti money, though. Once I start making Nick Mehmeti money,
I would like to make Nick Mehmeti money. Everyone talks about this money that I have never seen before.
Anyway, so. I want to make Graco Funes money. Where have you been?
Hi, everybody.
I mean, you're in Vegas.
I hope everybody can hear me because we are having difficulties.
And I want to know what's going on. Why is it like you're like in the...
Forgive the headphones.
You look good, man.
What's going
that's
on?
That's a new thing.
It's like
when you turn your hat sideways, it's like the same thing.
I apologize
to all
my fans that... Like
all your fans. He's got fans.
He apologizes to his mom and his daughter.
I thought all we did was underwrite loans and sell houses here, yes. But you have fans.
And I travel a little bit. Was great.
How was Vegas?
The conference was amazing.
Shout out to all our friends at RE/MAX.
Yes, an amazing year for them. 6,800 agents were there.
Wow.
Packed the house at Mandalay.
That's awesome.
And I got to meet a lot of agents worldwide.
And I love my RE/MAX agents. Really They're cool. Awesome. I love my friends, my colleagues. It's a lot of love in the studio today, and that's why we brought in... Do you want to introduce your guest?
Yeah,
you
know,
I do a poor intro, so let's do...
That's right.
Let's have Nick here.
Your fan club doesn't approve your intro?
Today's guest on Market Overdrive is a man that deserves his own talk show with the name specifically geared towards having the name of a talk show, Derek Patrick of the Derek Patrick Real Estate Group. How are you, Derek?
I'm good. Hi, everyone. How are you?
Good, good. Do us a favor. Give us a little bit of history about yourself. We obviously know your history, but we want to hear what you can tell the audience and why you are the guest of preference today for our down payment assistance, a.k.a. grant programs, and for those in Illinois, also known as IDA. Give us some of your history.
Well, I've been in the business for about 13, 14 years now. Started in the mortgage industry.
Sorry to hear that.
Started in the mortgage industry, and now I'm a realtor. Been a realtor for over 3 years now with Castline Properties. And we're here to talk about government grants, not just IDA in particular. There's so many grants out there that's available, and people don't know that this money's available until we educate them. So quit spending money on Jordans. It's not a trust fund. Build a foundation.
He what? Took it there.
Build a foundation for the kids.
I love it.
Wait a minute. You tell me I have to turn my collection in?
Yes.
Come on, Derek.
Yes.
Buy
an
like
investment
a really cool
property
sports.
with your collection of Jordans.
But wait a minute. I'm just going to tease you here for a second.
Uh-oh.
You're telling me that there's grant programs, and we like to say it here very simple, free money to some degree. So, you know, whether some people call it down payment assistance, very common national terminology there. Grant is another term. There's state specific
counties, too.
County specific cities. Things, a lot of different programs out there. But at the end of the day, we're all kind of talking about essentially being assisted with down payment. Mm-hmm. So if I'm being assisted with down payment, I should still be able to buy my Jordans, no?
If you could afford them, you do what you got to do.
Just teasing, man, just teasing.
If you could afford them. But at the end of the day, you just don't want to say grants. I would say down payment assistance because grants.
Correct.
It sounds like you got to pay it back. It sounds like a student loan somewhat. You know what I mean? So with that being said, people don't understand that you could actually get down payment assistance with several different programs and also have the seller pay for your closing costs. That way you're walking into... purchasing a property or coming to the closing table with little money as possible. So,
if any at all.
I agree.
In some cases, it can end up being a refund.
And you as a lender, you could pitch in and maybe you can
pay
for their inspection.
Hey.
We're pulling money from their appraisal everywhere today. And,
we already have zero fees, so how much more do you want?
We're down to zero.
You want me to cut money from zero? Before we go too far into it, I think because we're talking about down payment assistance and this program does tie in a lot of mortgage work. I think me and Grock should spit out our NMLS numbers. I'm going to give you mine, which is 1063054. Yes, they did actually give me a license, and I'm approved to do this stuff. So go ahead, Grock, you can fire yours off as well.
And mine is 223355.
And while we're at it, I'm going to give you my MLS number. It is 153734, residential real estate broker with Coldwell Banker. Great topic today. Obviously, this is for someone who's looking to buy an owner-occupied. If you're a first-time buyer, we encourage you to listen because this is information that's going to get you either excited or stop renting, and that's something that we're always advocating here on Market Overdrive. And of course, to elevate your real estate IQ and help you find and identify resources that are going to get you off those sidelines. And like you said, you know, get rid of like the shopping. I mean, maybe just postpone shopping in Jordan's for like 6 months or a year until you have, you know, your own closet to put in your gear.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's a very interesting topic because, gentlemen, seriously, if this is my first time looking into these programs, where do you get started? Who do you go to in order to get more information about these free down payment assistance programs?
Typically, you're going to start with your lender. Okay, so it's very important that you align yourself.
You say typically, you start with your lender.
No, and I agree with that because as a realtor, I don't typically start saying, you know, go and look into these programs. I advocate speak first with your lender so they can give you what is your buying power. And then I shoot it off to the lender so that you can educate them and be the investment consultant.
The most common assistance program that exists is on a state level. And nationally, whether you're on the West Coast, East Coast, or in the Midwest, the state level has some form of money set aside to assist, whether it be down payment or for closing costs. The idea is to find a product that will help you with that down payment regardless, because there's some counties that have funds available. There's some cities, municipalities that have funds available. There's even a teacher's program. It's called Extra Credit for teachers on the West Coast that helps with this type of grant. So you guys touched on coming to the closing table with the least amount of money, but please keep in mind that with this program, the buyer has to have at least 1% vested in the transaction. So the buyer will be coming to the table at least with 1% of their money.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't like to self-promote. That's not my style whatsoever, but you already opened the door and said a lender. For those that are watching, we actually, our company, iLoan Home Mortgage, does have a down payment assistance finder for no matter where you are in the country. You type in your zip code, it'll ask you several questions. It will tell you what type of programs, or I should say how many programs are available in that zip code that you're looking for. Because these things do turn into zip code specific assistance programs.
Absolutely.
As well. It's not just there's a teacher next door program, or there's a fireman's next door program, or a certain county program. It's so impossible for us as lenders to keep up with every single one of them. You're talking about could be thousands of different programs nationwide.
Right.
Literally thousands.
So, Nick, you're saying that if someone goes to your website specifically,
they
can type in their zip code and just find out what kind of grant programs are available?
Yeah, I mean, and I'm being selfish here and saying our website, because I really, once we set up ours and we built a system in place that you could type in any zip code.
For Market Overdrive.
You can find it. So I haven't gone to another one since then.
Okay.
And it's maybe been years.
And of course, right, we don't want to be selfish, but we want to advocate that you look for these grants, free money per se. But I know that you don't, you know, but we have to gear them somewhere. We have to tell them where to go, because this is something that everybody gets excited about. Everybody wants to know, where can I find free money?
Right.
And like you said earlier, when we were, you know, planning for the show, we talked about, like, you know, your resources, and you're saying that it's specific to people's professions. And speaking of professions, there are some companies that will assist you with down payment assistance. So remember, this is the money that you need in order to put down for that mortgage. There's also the closing costs associated with the transaction. So a lot of first-time buyers get that confused. You're going to need down payment, and you're going to also need closing costs. And what we're doing is we're assisting you in structuring that deal so that you can come out of pocket as little as possible, and you can have money for whatever repairs or, you know, like any for a rainy day. But you do have to have down payment, and you do have to have closing costs.
And we just took the moment to plug ourselves, which is kind of an accident. We don't really do that.
Sorry.
But I do know for a fact that Derek has other places you go to find out information outside of the iLoan Home Mortgage website. Hey, if you want to use that, though, you can go ahead and do that all the time.
No.
But give us where you would go if you're a consumer.
I think they should do their research and start with the lender first, because there is income restrictions. Not everyone qualifies for down payment assistance. They may make too much money. You definitely want to go to your lender as far as to see if your area or the neighborhood you want to be in where you qualify for down payment assistance, such as like Glenview, Winnetka, Wilmette. I'm sure they don't qualify because of the income restrictions.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to, you know, go to your lender first.
And that's
good.
That's good advice, but you might want to check out a few different lenders.
I agree.
And the reason is that, for example, at iLoan, we have certain down payment assistance programs that other places do not have.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's other places that claim to be lenders, but they're not. They're brokers, and they are cut off from certain down payments assistance programs. Here in Illinois, which is our most popular one, is what? What do we call it?
You said we weren't going to talk about
it. Like, we can call it, but I'm just giving an example here. Our
so
most popular
Ida, right?
Is
so we
Ida.
Have Ida.
In Illinois, it's called Ida.
And it's up to $7,500 for down
payment. If you're not an actual direct lender, if you're a mortgage broker, you don't have Ida. So you're calling a brokerage now, and this is just an example. If you call a brokerage and you're like, what kind of down payment assistance programs do you have? They will literally be avoiding telling you about the Ida program. So that's why you got to be careful. Now, there's some lenders that put their money and their focus or their relationships throughout the community in other programs. And other lenders have done them in other programs they believe in. Mm-hmm. There is one particular lender here in Chicago that has something, three, with the city of Chicago. We're about to be the fourth one, where it's a 5% down payment. And it doesn't exist with what? There's probably a good 500 lenders you can contact here in Chicagoland. It only exists with three or four lenders. So there's, my advice is, like you said, start with a lender, but I would check a few different lenders because there might be a different program specifically to down payment assistance, lender per lender, believe it or not.
Well, then I'm going to go back and retract on my statement of start with the lender first. Obviously, if you're working with the realtor, make sure – I always do an intake with all my first time – with all my buyers, actually. I always sit down with them and I talk to them about the marketplace, what type of inventory is available, and how that's going to dictate negotiations, right? Where is their availability of a product specifically for first-time buyers? But – of course, then we talk about financing. What are you going to do? Are you going to do an FHA loan program? Are you going to do 5% down, 10% down? Or are you going to be a conventional borrower and put 20% down? And of course, then we go into the conversation of what funds are available in order to facilitate that dream. So I would say start with your realtor. Ask your realtor what kind of resources are available for you and then have them shop around. Because we had a really great show about how to shop for rates like a pro. I think we should definitely talk about how to shop for grants or how to seek for grants like a pro. And you're basically saying go to your lender.
I'm going to call you out. It's completely wrong. There's no way you're going to know more about potential programs than we will.
No, I'm not saying I will.
I think every realtor has a very good base of the mortgage industry.
But you understand that there's some realtors that don't know about grant programs, and they'd rather not touch it because it gets so complicated.
But you said start with your realtor.
I would say start with your realtor.
Yeah, to somebody that doesn't know anything about them.
Because you said go to different real lenders. So if you're shopping the lender, you're going to go to – how are you going to know?
It's because some lenders don't have all access to certain grants.
We're going to agree to disagree with this.
We're going to take it back to me. So start
completely lost.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
We're good, but we're not always right. That one right there is completely wrong. Start with your lender or obviously search online. There's probably you could type in grant programs, buying a home. There'll be stuff that'll pop up in your local county. Google nowadays is very searching and specific to where you're searching from. Mm-hmm. So for example, if you are in Lake County and you're looking for any kind of program in Lake County, it recognizes where your house is and where you're searching from, and it'll probably prompt down payment assistance programs or grant programs, if you will, right there on your search engine just because of your geographical location. So it's not as difficult as it used to be. You know, back in the old days, it would be printed on a sheet and everyone had to know about that sheet and who had access to it and the whole nine yards. And today, everything's pretty much online. But again, most good lenders will have a search engine of some sort with zip code specific info to let you know how many potential programs are in there now. They're going to want to talk to you. It's part of their whole deal and get some more info from you. But it'll say, for example, ours would say if you punched in 60513, there's eight potential grant programs in your neighborhood. I don't even know what those eight are. I just know there's eight. So I'd have to go in there, look at it, and then we'd have to talk with the consumer. But that's probably the best way to start.
I like some, Derek, you mentioned earlier that, right, some areas don't qualify. So when with respect to down payment assistance programs, not just the individual person has to qualify, but the property has to qualify, or it's got to be in a specific area so that it qualifies. Greco?
Yeah, it's going to be the individual first because there's a credit score restriction. There's a household.
So you have to have an amazing credit score to qualify?
You know, what I've seen on the norm or on average is about a 660 credit score.
Okay.
Secondly, the household income matters a great deal.
Okay.
So every county is different, and I was trying to do a little bit of research nationally, and it was too hard to gauge.
Right, because I think the household income. Right. Yeah.
So that's something to keep in mind. If you have a four-person household, obviously the income allows you a little bit more. But if you have two or less, it brings you right down. So you might be restricted, but keep in mind, if you don't qualify for a grant, there's still other ways to structure the deal.
You still figure it out for
them?
Yeah,
there's still other ways to structure that deal where...
How would you structure it then?
Look, FHA is a great loan today. They allow up to 6% in seller credits or seller closing costs. Those funds there can be allocated. 6% is a lot of money. I can't see, you know, a contract going to 6%, but in theory, you can go as high as 6% of the purchase price to use those credits towards closing costs the day of. So that's
going to
help.
So can I ask you a question? FHA typically is, what, 3.5% down?
Right.
And then you're looking at plus or minus 3% for closing costs. Sure. So would we be able to use that 6%? Of course, we're missing some money, but would we be able to use that to subsidize some of that down payment?
Not really.
Okay.
Because the person still has to put in, you know, their portion of the down payment that's required. But here's another kick. Most people don't realize that the day of closing, you're actually getting a tax proration credit. Mm-hmm. So on top of a closing cost credit from the seller, whether it be 3%, 4%, or 6%, you're also getting a property tax credit proration the day of. And that's bringing down that bottom line. If your original bottom line was $15,000, well, you probably just shrunk it down to half.
That's awesome.
So $7,000 is not a bad deal to come to the closing table the day of.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, I love it because not everybody's going to qualify, right? But we still want to get you excited. Fire your landlord and go ahead and buy something.
I heard that somewhere.
Look at you using our stuff.
I'm using your stuff?
You're using the island
stuff. I'm actually
stuff.
Listening to
I
you.
I fired my landlord.
I don't think I like. You're listening. It's all those subliminal messages you guys keep shooting out there.
Let's remind people of what they're listening to right now. You're listening to Market Overdrive. Obviously, you can follow us live on Facebook because we're seeing comments here from some people. I see you there, Linda Gears. Don't worry. I will take care of your client. Also, follow us on our website, soon to be. When is the site going to be open where we can actually have reaction stream connecting with us, where you can actually give us your comments or tell us whether you love the show, hate the show. It's more than just hitting the like button. But our website, marketoverdrive.com, is a place that you can also go and shoot us questions, emails, info@marketoverdrive.com. Also, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I think we have a Pinterest account, I heard.
We do.
I got to look into that, you know.
And it's probably me.
Of course.
Probably Carla.
These videos will be all cleaned up. We're going to, you know, Photoshop all the flaws in Carla's skin and put it up on YouTube when we're all done with this.
You know,
it'll look
really
very nice.
It's really hard to be a girl in this room this morning, wait, Derek.
National Women's Day.
National Women's Day.
Happy National Women's Day, girl.
I apologize. I can't make fun of you on your Women's Day.
Can you be nice to me for one day? Derek, you're pretty quiet. We had one of our, is it Facebook? They're saying we are real estate professionals. We know more than you. I think they were talking about you and Nick. So, realtors, I mean, you got to stand up.
Huh?
Start with your realtor first.
With your realtor.
We should advise you on what to do.
Start with your realtor so they can just send you over to us and ask us the questions.
Yeah. But we bring it, we put it together. We keep it together. Yeah. We are liaisons. Great information, Gregor. I really love what you said about, you know, down payment, closing costs from sellers, and also structuring with you know, tax prorations in order to get you to come to closing with as little as possible. If that is your concern, of course, our show today is how to look for grants and free money, how to find free money. Always ask your lenders for credits as well. Look at Nick.
Credit.
That's a no. Can we do
There's
that?
There's plenty of time.
Well,
no, you should always ask what kind of credits are available.
When you say we have zero, what does that mean?
Well, a lot of lenders have, you know, an underwriting fee, a processing fee, an application fee. Our loans typically have zero fees.
Shut up. Really?
Yeah. And again, I'm sorry to promote, but hey,
yeah, we're
you know, when you promote,
we're
Nick can just be a little
show.
Bit more quiet about it. But it's important to know, right? Because if, and I'm not just saying because you're doing it, but if you're doing it and your iLoan is doing it, why can't you demand that from all your lenders? Is that a possibility?
You know, not to take away from any other lenders out there. I'm sure some of them do it.
Uh-huh.
I just prefer that we run that type of loan system, especially when you're dealing with first-time buyers who are limited in funds to come to the table with.
Well,
so it helps
not
out
just
a great
that.
Deal.
Everybody's hearing in the media that rates are going up. So everybody's like, okay, so home ownership has become unaffordable all of a sudden, right, Derek? I mean, what are your buyers telling you?
They're looking for the grants. They want them. I deal with a variety of buyers.
Mm-hmm.
I mainly deal with a lot of first-time home buyers. So they're looking for the education. They're looking for someone to you know, direct them in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I come in at. And my expertise is helping the first-time home buyer. I've already got loan officer experience for the last 9 years, so it makes my job easier and it puts them at ease. So by
so
me.
So fight for your right. I mean, you don't even need to send it to a lender. I'm just kidding, Nick.
Yeah, Derek sounds so shot. Derek, you sound so smooth on the mic, but I'm going to need you to push the mic a little closer to yourself just so that we can hear the volume.
So what are you
bit.
Saying? I need my there own radio
go,
show.
Hey,
there you go.
You know, it's we got to hear that voice.
Gotcha.
Good stuff. Are you about to say something?
I just no.
To
make sure.
Carlo's about to promote realtors again.
Yes.
Call a realtor for this.
Yeah. No, I mean, you guys took the show away when it was talking about rates and all that shopping.
Well, look, rates are going to go up, but it's not like they're going to jump to 6% overnight, you know? And even a 6% is a great rate, right? Compared to what we've seen.
I mean, it depends on what you're comparing it to, sure. It's not horrible.
If they go up, they go up an eighth to a quarter, and that's not a big jump in payment, I wouldn't think. And I don't want to touch too much on rates, but I wouldn't cause a panic for that because I know you keep bringing it up.
No, the only reason I bring it up is because a lot of people get concerned and they're saying, well, you know, why don't I wait? Last year people were saying, I want to wait because what if prices come down or, you know, am I going to get priced out? Now everybody's feeling they're going to get priced out because of rate increases. The affordability index goes up, right?
I feel like we do this conversation like every show. So
right, because, I mean, that's very constant with what's going on in the market. But if you're looking, my buyers don't care. They're looking for ways to get into the market because they want to fire their landlord.
Yeah, let's get into something that's a little bit more serious about the actual topic. Not every grant works in the same fashion. And we joke around, we use the term free money here. Mm-hmm. In some cases, it actually is free money, but some of these grants have different repercussions if you use it as a quick investment or if you're not going to stay there very long. I mean, everyone's got... So yeah. Maybe we should touch on that because we don't want to over-glorify something without... I'm assuming some clients are thinking, what's the catch?
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's always a catch, right?
Absolutely.
So do you want to hit us on some of the things you've seen with some of the grant programs?
Well, some of the grants like IDA, an IDA program, which is popular in Illinois, you have to stay in the house within 5 years. And if you plan on selling or moving out of the house or whatever the case may be, you have to pay some of that money back.
It staggers down, though.
It's prorated.
So if you pay it off in the first 6 months, you're paying back almost all of it, versus if you pay it off with 6 months left of that 5 years, there's almost nothing left of it.
That's correct.
I got you.
But sometimes it is just that you need in order to get you into that first home. So if don't let the fact that, you know, a lot of people think, I'm not going to stay in a house 5 years. Most of them do. But they think that they're going to move in 2 years or 3 years, so this may not be a right program for them. You're still getting assistance for down payment, and yes, you have to repay it. Maybe in
it's helping
future,
you qualify.
Yeah, it's helping you qualify. So in 2 to 3 years, you have an increase in income that, you know, you can absorb to pay
Illinois...
The $7,500 back.
I remember one program that used to exist in Illinois that was a 5% penalty or 10% penalty on, I don't remember if it was 5, it was a big penalty. You can get this money, and this is going back over 10 years, you can get this money, but if you refinanced out within the 3-year span, you had to pay a 10% fee on it. So it wasn't free by any, now I think it was 3 or 5 years, I can't remember 100% because again, there's so many of them. But you're committed. Some of these programs, you are committed, unless, of course, you're using it as a temporary borrowing pool. You're going to pay it back, and you just need to qualify or whatever the case is. But you are committed to these things once you buy the property. Unless, of course, there's some teachers next door, firemen next door programs. These don't really have a repayment issue. You have to stay there just for 2 years, but there's no penalty if you have good reason.
Well, just check the guidelines, right? The fine print.
They're always changing. They're always changing. Everywhere in the country, they're changing.
Yeah. Also keep in mind, too, when it comes to looking for down payment assistance, and a lot of buyers got to understand that the interest rates are different. They may be slightly higher.
Really?
We're getting down payment assistance.
A hair? What does that mean?
Well, nothing's really free, right?
Yes, exactly. You're saying it's free money.
Well, it's free money to get in, but, you know, think of the state. The state's giving this whatever amount of grant money, right?
Uh-huh.
They're not just giving it away. You know, I'm sure they are packaging up this loan in some light where maybe the rate is a little bit higher for this loan.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it is an eighth to a quarter higher. And maybe that's how they make a little bit of that return back. For them giving you a little bit of money to get into the property.
So is it, would it be more of like, is it a type of loan program then? Is it a grant? It's free
grant's
money.
Grant's the best word to use because it's, free is not, you know, we're just kind of using that as
we're just joking with that.
It's more of a joke than it is the truth. But, you know, there's obviously, I mean, no municipality is in the mood to just hand over money.
Absolutely.
But we're trying to encourage homeownership.
Certain states, they can't even afford to just hand over money right now.
Well, think about it. You're moving into a new town, village, municipality. You're now contributing to that economy as a new resident.
Right. That should be
so they're making money there.
Right.
Right. They'll give you a little bit of money to get into the neighborhood, but they're going to make a lot more money in the 30 years that you're living in that neighborhood, so to speak. So.
Okay, quick question also. With respect to these down payment assistance programs, we're talking about FHA. So can you qualify? Is it completely different? Do you have to be an FHA borrower in order to qualify for a down payment assistance grant?
No.
Or can you do down
can do
payment assistance grant with the 10%?
You can do conventional, too.
You can do conventional or FHA. Even VA loans allow VA. It as well.
I mean, back in the day, we had a company called Nehemiah. Do you remember that
Yes,
name?
Nehemiah.
They were just a big organization that just gave away the down payments.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we get them back?
No, they got. Well, when the new guidelines came out, it pretty much banned no money down, the no money down thought process. So essentially, if you want to do an FHA loan, you want to put down 5%. Here came Nehemiah with the 5%. So you literally, you signed, didn't put a dime down, and Nehemiah funded the 5% portion. The new underwriting guidelines made it where the client had to qualify and have some of their own money into FHA loans. I mean, that was something that existed a while back. I don't know. Who's to say that something like that doesn't come back inevitably? It all has a lot to do with, you know, also the current underwriting guidelines. It's not like you just get free gifts everywhere.
Right. I mean, it definitely excites buyers when they're looking to, you know, see what they can afford and what they can get back in order to facilitate that dream of home ownership. And earlier on the show, I mean, we've had other shows where we talked about, you know, down payment assistance programs, and we actually had someone give us a feedback as, you know, why you should have, everybody should have some more skin in the game when they're making a purchase. But I like to say, you know, optimize the opportunity, like see what you can afford to get you, you know, again, firing your landlord. Yay. But to become a homeowner, right? Because obviously we all know that rental prices have gone up. And so this is one way to get you in the door and become a homeowner. But then also, I always say you have to have some reserves, about 3 to 6 months in reserves for a rainy day. So when you're able to do that and you keep a little money in your pocket, because as a lender, you still have to see that the money's in the bank account, correct?
Yeah, they still have to contribute. Like I said,
they don't have to contribute, but it's got to show that the money's there.
Right.
For guidelines.
You still have to verify funds to close,
exactly.
So to speak. Even though you're getting all these credits or grant funds the day of closing, you still have to verify that you have the minimum requirement for that loan.
So if you're doing 3.5% down, your lender wants to see that you have 3.5% of that purchase price.
At the very least, there's a way to structure the loan where as long as we can verify that you have 1% of your money vested in this transaction, you should be okay if you're getting the grant funds. So as long as you have 1% of your money in, that should be enough.
Awesome. Great topic. I love it because a lot of people have asked us, you know, where do we get started and how do we get started? So Market Overdrive, we are here to elevate your real estate IQ and just show you how to do it. I mean, we take it for granted and there's so much information that we can add into a 1 hour show, but we just can't, right? We talked about how to shop for rates like a pro. We talk about how to find money so that you can, or grants, and I don't want to say free anymore, but just find a program that allows
help.
You to.
It's called down payment assistance.
Yeah.
Right. Assistance.
It's
help.
The perfect terminology for it. Down payment assistance.
You know, I wanted to touch on something too, and I get this a lot from buyers that want to buy foreclosed properties and do a gut rehab. You can't do a gut rehab or with down payment assistance.
Right.
It's not going to work.
The house has to be occupiable.
Occupiable.
You have to be able to reside in it. It's made to promote.
Absolutely.
It's a lot like an FHA guideline where not quite as stringent, but you if you can't move in and sleep there the first night, this isn't the right program.
But wait a minute. What if I'm finding the right property that's at the best price for me and I can afford it on a monthly basis, but it needs some work? It just won't qualify?
Some work is different from not occupiable.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't
so
like the colors of the walls,
and
you don't like the cabinets. That's just a matter of taste. But you know, you're missing the sink, a toilet. you're not going to get approved on a grant program when it doesn't. You can't literally move into it.
Yeah, but a clean property with wallpaper from the '80s, livable,
like an estate sale.
It'll work.
Yeah,
like
an estate sale.
I like
that'll
those.
Work.
That'll work. Just because it's outdated doesn't mean you can't live in it.
Okay.
Right.
So
but if it's not
perfect.
Functionable, if it's not functional, we have a problem. Did I say functionable just now?
Functionable. Yeah.
Wow, you're
the
word
of the day.
No, it's let's not do that.
Functional.
Can we not do that? No.
Ah, come on.
No, your WGN thing, your fire landlord thing. I mean, I don't know. Who do you think you are?
Why don't you tell everybody how they can find us?
I don't know where they can find us.
Do you know where they can find
us?
It's been about 15 minutes.
Do we have a website?
MarketOverDrive.com, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Pinterest for the mommies. I love Pinterest.
Twitter and Facebook.
Okay.
I have
cool.
Pinterest.
You have Pinterest there?
Yeah.
We have one, but we've never seen it.
Did I just tell everyone that?
Yes, please do that.
That's cool.
For the mommies. I love the mommies.
Yeah, you love mommies.
Cool. Happy Women's International Day.
Cool. Yeah,
happy International Women's Day.
We got a question here for the FHA loan. Is it 3.5% down? Yep. I think it was from Patrice. I can't even pronounce the middle name. Yeah. Johnson. She asked if for an FHA loan, it's 3.5% down typically. However, you could use the grant money into an FHA loan and actually come out with less than 3.5%. So, Patrice, if you're still listening, hope I just answered your question.
Yeah, I mean, it's key information, right? Because it gets a lot of people confused. How can they qualify, and then what are these restrictions? So, again, can we summarize for them?
Yeah, again, this is not just for an FHA loan. Please keep that in mind. This program is allowable on a conventional loan as well, on a VA loan if you're a veteran, serviceman. You can use these funds to
help. Do you
help.
Need it, though?
Huh?
You don't really need
you
it if
don't
you're
need
a veteran.
It for VA.
Well, they got closing costs, right?
Man,
they're going to have a little bit of closing costs, so they can use that for, again, down payment or the closing costs. And keep in mind that you still have to have 1% of your money vested in this transaction. So it's not like you're coming to the closing table the day of with zero down. But please keep that in mind.
Okay. Greg, do you have a family specifically that you've helped out? I mean, how does this work for people?
Actually. I won't name any names, but at the end of last year, perfect story.
Let's call them the Does.
The Does?
The Does.
Okay.
I like the story.
The Does family.
Does?
Let's set it up. Let's
the
get Does, the cookies
the
Does. And milk.
The Does family. Jane and John.
Actually, no. Single mom, right? Okay. Single mom nurse. She put herself through nursing school the last 2 years on an accelerated course. She came to me originally, and her score just wasn't there. It was off about 15 points to be able to qualify for the $7,500 grant. We worked a little bit to get that score up, got the score up in a matter of 3 weeks.
Wow, that's awesome.
She was able to now qualify for this grant program. Now, she did have the money saved. She did have at least 3.5%. But like you said, Carla, earlier, 3.5% is nice to have in the bank for a rainy day just in case. So because she was able to get the scores up, we were able to get her the $7,500 grant program. And her agent was awesome, who was able to negotiate a 2.5% seller credit.
Mm-hmm.
So she got a closing cost credit of 2.5% the day of closing. She purchased a property that was right around, I want to say it was $220, was the purchase price. But all in all, she came to the closing table with about $1,400 the day of closing. That was her bottom line figure after the grant.
How much?
And after the closing cost credit. $1,400.
That is awesome.
Yeah, she was ecstatic. And
like
she got
how many
to keep...
Jordans is that?
I know, right?
In some cases, one pair.
Yeah, I know, right?
Serious?
And thanks for calling me an awesome agent on that deal.
Yeah.
But it's seriously National Women's Day. Again, I like to make fun of you guys, but Greco, I mean, you're an excellent lender. And when it comes to, you know, just inspiring women out there, I know it's hard. You're dealing with the children. It's a busy day. And you're always working. We want to take care of you because someone has to, right? This is just inspiring for you to get out from your landlord. And I had a call, like we talked to Jasmine, and I'm going to say her name out there because she's my girlfriend and she follows me on Facebook.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine. I love her to death. But
he didn't do that loan.
But he is working on it.
I'm working on it now
for
her.
See, thank you.
Yeah. She finally gave me one. She finally gave me one.
I'm giving you a
That's
lot.
Great.
So let's relax with that. But let's go back to this. Women, if you're listening, if you're watching, please find some inspiration. Get out of your landlord. I mean, she's renting. She's having problems with the landlord. And it's just time. It is just time to see what you can afford. We're going through credit repair, and that's something that you do, Greco. And seriously, it's not about now. It's about working towards that later. Even if she's not buying now, she's going to buy in fourth quarter. Whenever she's going to buy, she's
She'll
still going to
find. Yeah.
Eventually. But what is the average for homes, Nick? I mean, you and I go back and forth on the average price for a home.
It's between 200 and 240.
200 and 240. 200 and 240. And then if you're coming in and we can help you find grants that can make you qualify, help you qualify, if we can help you negotiate or structure a deal so you're coming out of pocket as little as possible, hey, we have money coming back from taxes, right?
Yeah.
It's not me, but you know, some of
no
them.
No Jordans, right?
No more Jordans.
Tax refund.
Tax refund.
What is that?
I haven't seen one of those since I was 16 years old.
Okay, but I'm just saying, you can use that as
you
well.
You get tax refunds? No, stop. Let's stop the show right here. You get tax refunds. I want to know how you get tax refunds.
I'm saying we because I like to say all women.
Uh-huh.
I don't get tax refunds. I got to pay some money, actually. But yes, please, you know, fire a landlord. You already fired that crazy husband that wasn't helping you. I'm going to go there. I'm saying for single moms who need the help.
I have a single mom loan program.
You
please give me a call.
It's National Women's Day, guys. Come on. So anyway, encouraging you to find out all the resources that you can for credit repair or down payment assistance so that you can become a homeowner and you can have a safe place for your children. It's all I'm saying. Guys, stop looking at me like that today. It's Wednesday. It's
well,
Wednesday.
Now we got all we got Carla's financial
therapy.
Life, marital status, all out in one
not
breath.
My marital status. Are you kidding me?
I just heard it all.
That was
and
a therapy
so
session.
With that, we're going to refresh. If you want more information and dirt on Carla Mina, you can follow us at marketoverdrive.com
really
or Facebook /marketoverdrive. Of course, you can also subscribe to our podcast if you want to know what she did last weekend, which is at it's on iTunes, obviously, and we're part of the WGN Radio family here, so you can look it up through that or just search Market Overdrive on podcast. And last but not least, the better production, I think, the full color, the edited version is going to be at YouTube. So go to YouTube and look up Market Overdrive, and you'll be able to find all things grant associated, down payment associated, or whatever fancy term you want to use in any part of the country from a state specific. So that's really...
That's all you got?
That's,
you don't have any personal, emotional, uplifting message for the women on National Women's Day? Or week? Is it week? Month? Year?
Day.
No, have a good day and absorb with it, you know, absorb the moment. You know, have fun with it. I mean, it's National Women's Day. Every day is National Women's Day.
Derek? National Women's Day? Shout out to your mom? To your wife?
Hey, ladies. No,
call me if you're looking to buy.
It's weird we're touching on that because 70%... of my buyers, they've all been women.
See? Wow. That's what I'm talking about, ladies.
So
that's
kind of a marketing campaign you got going on.
You need to fire your marketing guy,
yes,
Nick.
Yes, at least 70 to 75% have been women. Not all single. Men step it up.
I can see his marketing campaign now. Yeah. All ladies.
Yeah.
I'm giving away
but
free money.
But at the end
money.
Of the day, even when I'm Call shopping with my couples Derek and Patrick. My mommies, that's where we, you know, that's our home. We create a home. You guys buy the property, we buy a property, and we make it a home. So, you know, it's just a program to help you assist you to buy for the down payment.
No, and again, I think there's one thing that I want to say because we're coming to an end here soon, but I can't stress enough that multiple lenders and as much possible research as you could do, because this is one of those areas where it's so wide open, so much is going on, constantly evolving. In Illinois, for example, we've had rumors about one of our programs getting shut down, losing its funds, not being replenished, all sorts of stuff. And then, boom, there it is, replenished. Oh, there's a whole new version of it now. I mean, you have this all over the country where there's just not a lot of big PR. It's not like you're going to turn on a TV, and if you're living in Orange County or if you're living in Nashville, Tennessee, you're going to see something saying, there's down payment assistance in your neighborhood. It doesn't happen like that. There's so much going on and that so many people aren't aware of. You can never do enough research to sometimes even educate your lender that they have the program. Some lenders don't even know they have a program because there's too many of them to keep track of. Our job is to truly look at 30-year fixes and ARMs and how to qualify people on traditional loans and maybe some niche products, but to know every grant that is coming out there. At that point, it's like asking a doctor. They're supposed to know every prescription to everything, even if it's not in their field. It's just too much, you know, and maybe a said a little too much on that one, but it's impossible.
Yeah, that's why you have to reach out to your lender and Have some faith.
And do some of your
lender.
Own research is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Do some of your own research as well is what I'm really pushing on people to consider, not just your lenders.
Your lender.
More than one lender.
Have some
too.
Faith in your realtor. Right Carla?
Faith? And, we're the Holy Grail.
Yeah,
we control absolutely. Everything.
Oh, my God.
We do. I'm sorry. That's the difference between a good realtor and a bad realtor, one that doesn't know much about anything. So I'm going to have to plug realtors because we do work very hard. I mean, I'm serious. You left your job as a lender to come into this world. Right, because this is where the fun happens.
Hey.
We're just gonna say he can grind it out with
what?
Us.
Right.
Either
not
that, or
all.
He's actually he's just sane. We're kind of the insane ones because it's a mental grind every day we go to work.
Absolutely,
it's crazy. Yeah. But I do want to encourage you to follow us on MarketOverdrive.com and of course find us and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We want your subscription because we want you to share this information with anyone you know as a gift. Send it to your best girlfriend or not your best girlfriend. Just send it to everybody.
Because there's a worse girlfriend.
That's a worse girlfriend. Okay. But do share our information. Next week, we're going to have information on how to qualify for a VA loan. great topic. And we're going to have Javier Garcia for that coming in the studio to share his experiences on that. Derek, thank you so much for being a part of Market Overdrive.
Thanks, DP.
Today.
Thank you for having me. Have fun.
Thanks, bud. Good having you.
I'm going to go celebrate my day today.
Yeah.
It's all about Carla today.
All right, we're going to make that a wrap. You've been listening to Market Overdrive. Today's topic was down payment assistance and grant programs featured by our guest today, Mr. Derek Patrick, who owns his own show, The Derek Patrick Show, if you need it from here on out. Again, you can follow this show. It'll be here on Facebook Live as well as on our YouTube channel at Market Overdrive. And subscribe to our podcast. You'll see mine and Carla's ugly face up there. Just hit subscribe and
why
you will be.
Ugly?
Well, Carla, you can. You know. So,
it's
that's
Women's
it.
Day.
It's Women's
can you
Day.
Be nice?
It's
one
Women's Day.
Day.
The show is over. Have a good one. We'll see you next week, 10 a.m.